Terry Broderick is with me here in the Bride Rovers dressing room. Obviously delighted you have the cup in your hand. It must be a wonderful feeling.
It's a great feeling, Michael. We've waited for this for the last 5 or 6 years. We were going over it the last couple of years, and just this year we had a new spirit, new approach to things, and then we said we'd give one cut off it this year, and thank God it paid off.
You were hugely confident going into the game, as was illustrated in the pre-match interviews that you gave. Obviously, you weren't in any way overawed.
We weren't overawed. I think when we came up here against Milford in the quarterfinal, and you know, I suppose being the park and everything, we had no game with 3 months. It was a bit eerie to come in here and play where all the best players have played in across the years. But it was just we got used to it, and we felt we had a good chance coming in this carry because we had a good performance against you all the previous week.
When you'd look at a scoreline of 115-105, you'd suggest a cakewalk. In truth, it was a cakewalk.
I wouldn't say that, Michael. For the last 10 minutes or something like that, but it was a tough, hard-fought battle all the way through. Inscarron never gave up till the last, you know, they kind of lost heart, I suppose, in the last 7 or 8 minutes. But we just kept plugging away, and it was probably one of our faults over the last couple of years. When we got in ahead, we never killed off teams, and we allowed them back into the game. But this year, we just have a different approach, and once we get ahead at all, we want to stay ahead and keep going.
You must have believed, Terry, at halftime that she had more than their measure.
We had, but it was a hard-fought game in the first half. It's just, I suppose, it's a bouncing ball. We had a bit of luck on the day, and the ball fell into our hands. And then I suppose you make your own luck by training hard and everything all year. But we're just happy to be win it in the end of the day, you know.
You mentioned moments ago that she really knuckled down at the start of the season. You also had Jack Russell.
Jack has been phenomenal this year. I'd say every player on the team would think that. He had us working very hard all year. And then instilled a faster hurling method to our game where we didn't have before. So we started to move the ball a lot faster, and when we had the ball, we didn't needlessly give away frees or needlessly send wides. We're a bit more accurate, we penetrate a bit more this year, you know.
You're the club secretary as well. It's probably easier for you to answer a question like this, or perhaps difficult. A number of years ago, you were languishing in Junior B in East Cork. The transformation, why the transformation?
I suppose, Michael, over the last couple of years we have had good teams. We won a minor county in 92, and we had a couple of good teams in between, and it was kind of an amalgamation of all those great teams had to come together. And I suppose we're a young team still. There's only a couple of us. Most of us are 25, 26. So it was just over the last couple of years we had a couple of good teams. But when we all came together and everybody came of age, it just seemed to gel together.
Normally the club secretary knows as well what kind of celebrations are on offer tonight.
I do. I know celebrations are off for tonight, but I have to say now, I was relieved of my duties on Wednesday or Thursday, so it was kind of left to the members of the club, the chairman and Liam Barry, my assistant secretary. But thank God that's after happened, because it just took the pressure off me. But saying that now, I wouldn't change it for the world.
Sean Ryan, the Bride Rovers captain, is with me here in the middle of Páirc Uí Chaoimh. Wonderful feeling, I'm sure, Sean.
Unbelievable. I can't describe it, to tell you the truth. I never thought I'd see this day, you know. We're out of it 5 years, and we found it hard the first 4 years just to win a couple of games. But this year we got in our own, and there was no stopping us. So, brilliant.
And stamped your authority on this game literally right from the off.
Oh, definitely, yeah. We kept at it, you know. Our backs are right on top, you know. They were the backbone of the team today, and they got us through. And we got the scores in the second half and put them away, you know. We're happy. There were 17 players played great stuff on the field today, so we're delighted.
Did you believe at halftime that she had their measure?
Oh yeah, there was a few heads down at halftime even, because the goal before halftime, you know, but we were still leading by 2 points, so we had no reason to have our heads down, and we were playing with a bit of a breeze and the sun, so we were happy enough, you know, and we showed in the second half that there was going to be no one stopping us this year, so.
Were you surprised, really, with how easy you won it at the end of the hour?
Well, I wouldn't say it wasn't that easy, I can tell you. We just, the last 10 minutes maybe, but we put them away, you know, at the start of the second half. We kept at it and kept plugging, and they got no our backs outstanding, and there was no way they could score, you know, so. Just brilliant display, you know.
Terry was saying to me, Terry Broderick, the player and club secretary, was saying to me that a huge change in attitude down in Bride Rovers this year.
Unbelievable, you know, it's just like a different club, you know, discipline, everything. You know, Jack has changed, he's changed it completely around, you know, it's just basically down to him, really, you know. We had the players all the time, we never actually achieved that. We never, played to up the standard, but this year we did, you know. We really played to our potential.
And of course, apart from taking the silverware home, there's the ultimate prize of taking part in a certain senior hurling championship in 2004.
That's right. It's hard to believe Bride Rovers are going to be senior. I think there's a lot of people around Cork thinking the same, that Bride Rovers are playing senior, but we're there on merit, I think. We deserve to be there after this year. You know, we played some tough teams, and I think we're looking forward to the draw. We're just happy to be there, and we'll worry about that next year, you know. So,
what went through your mind when the ref blew the final whistle?
Oh, unbelievable. I still can't believe it, you know. I'm in another world. I'd say it'll take a couple of days or a week just to sink in what we've achieved, you know.
Jerome O'Driscoll of Red Rovers is with me here in the middle of Páirc Uí Chaoimh. All those journeys back and forth from England, they must be all worthwhile right now.
At the moment, definitely. Still hasn't sunk in. We're a senior club, small parish. At the moment, I don't know how to feel, but waiting for those bloody Concords to land last Friday and spending 2.5 hours on a plane definitely makes up for it right now.
I suppose in some respects, Jerome, you typify what has happened down in Bride Rovers this year. A completely different change of attitude and huge sacrifices by people.
Well, for the last 10 years, people have always been putting in the sacrifice down below in Rathcormac. The people down below, they die for the club. They're down there from January to December in their short sleeves, doing a bit for the pitch or doing something for the dressing rooms. They're always doing something down there. Us as players, it's an honour, really, to play for this club. Everybody dies for each other. We've the four Murphys, you've the Welches, you've myself and the two twins, you've the Fitzgeralds. It's a real family unit down there, and nobody gives up for anybody else in that club.
In truth, Jerome, you were never, ever going to lose this game today. Once the opening 5 minutes were over, there was always going to be one winner.
First 5 minutes in the game, their two corner forwards looked very lively. But Pat and Aidan really settled down and knuckled down to the task. And they were all over the boys. Anytime the boys turned, there was a Bride Rovers jersey there stuck in front of them. So, commitment-wise, confidence, it was just, in the dressing rooms, there was an unbelievable calm before the game. At half time, we didn't know how to feel. We were 3 points up, but we just didn't know how to react to that position. But yeah, I suppose it's difficult. I just can't say. I don't know how to feel at the moment.
But you never took the foot off the pedal at any stage, even in the second half when you were coasting.
No. One thing that Jack instilled into us now this last year is total commitment for 1 hour. 1 hour, that's all we're doing. It's not a soccer game where there's 90 minutes of fellas strolling around the pitch. It's hurling. And it's hurling at its best. You go out, you do your best from the corner forward down to the corner back, and you get going for that 60 minutes, and you just don't let go. Celebrating can go on afterwards.
Just for a moment or two, talk about yourself and tell the listeners you're working over in, I think it's London. Just take the last week alone. How many times have you been on a plane in the last week?
In the last week, I have been back 4 times. In the last week, I flew back from London last Friday week. I went back for working for a conference last Wednesday, and I flew back again then this Friday. So I suppose in the last week, I've been over and back 3 times.
So what do your employers over in England make of all this?
Employers are very good. I'm working in an accident emergency department in Harrow. Most of my bosses, they're all English, but their parents are all Irish, so they understand what Gaelic Games means to people. And I suppose I'm the first hurler that's ever come into their A&E department, but they're just so accommodating, it's unbelievable. Plus, I suppose I'd have to mention the girlfriend as well, Sean Killarney, and she's over as well this weekend, but she's been putting up with an awful lot of hassle as well. Me coming over and back, I used to fly back sometimes on a Saturday morning for a match Saturday evening and fly back on a Sunday morning. It does get tiring, but at the moment it's well worth it.
So I suspect, apart from the girlfriend, you might have a passenger in the form of a little cup going to England with you sometime in the near future.
I suppose I'll have to take it over to all my little Filipino colleagues over. I don't think they'd understand. I think they're a bit fearful of hurling, but might be coming over. Might parade in hybrid next day.
Tom Mulcahy, the chairman of Bride Rovers, is with me here in the middle of Páirc Uí Chaoimh. Obviously a wonderful day for the club.
The best day, I suppose, in the club's history, you know, there's no doubt about that. I suppose it tops, I suppose, 98 up until this was the red letter day for us, but for the past fortnight, the buzz and the hype among people all over the parish and the colour and everything was unbelievable, and we had a great feeling coming up here, you know, that this was going to be our year. So it is unbelievable, no? Yeah.
When you were talking to John Cashman during the week time, he sounded hugely cocky. He didn't obviously let it affect the players.
No, I think, I suppose, the man we have to thank for that is Jack Russell, I'd say. You know, Jack, all through the year, he's a great man to knock the ears and graces off of people, you know, if they're getting a bit up on themselves. And he kept them their feet on the ground. And, you know, there was no danger, I think, that the whole thing was going to get to them. Plus, I suppose, the fact that, you know, they're an experienced bunch. A lot of them have, you know, being through the final in 98 was a great experience for them. And that's with Cork and Amy Kelly, Dana Sheridan would have played in that level two. And, you know, that all stood with them today, you know. So, I know, I think they're a very level-headed bunch and best bunch of players we ever had in the club, you know. So hopefully we'll get a few years out of them now at senior.
I remember talking to Castle Lions a couple of years ago when they came from literally naught to 100 in record time. You've almost done the same yourselves.
Exactly. 10 years ago, 93, we won the B grade. After we were being regraded to be probably two years previous to that. And from then on, our first 3 years at junior A level, we got bad beatings, you know. And I think that was the makings of the group, because in fairness to them, they stuck at it. And it turned for them in 97, reaching the East Cork final. And from 98 on, then it's been a fairy tale, really, you know.
What's on offer down in Rathcormac tonight?
Oh, plenty of liquid, I'd say. There's lavish celebrations planned, and a lot of work on in over the last couple of days by a few club members, and just in case things might go wrong, probably they were kept under wraps, but I think the whole place will be an explosion of colour tonight, you know. So.
What time do you expect to be back down there?
Well, there's a meal planned for 7 o'clock and a parade, I suppose, after the meal, and with a bank holiday tomorrow, then I'd say it could go on for a bit, you know.
Finally, before we leave the Bride Rover celebrations here in Páirc Uí Chaoi following their fantastic win in the County Intermediate Hurling Final, 115-1-5. John Arnold, the most famous man, PR machine down in Bride Rovers, gave a fantastic rendition of a song off the stand in Páirc Uí Chaoi a short time ago. Let's hear one or two verses of that song now from John Arnold.
Come listen a while, and I'll sing you a story of heroes and hurlers well tested and tried. A team that East Cork has covered with glory, and they come from the green banks along by the Bride. How oft this great team by long odds got defeated, but still their hearts were not dimmed in the fray. When hot grew that those hearts grew more eager, and that is why we're county champions today. Oh, we crossed the commons with the bravest and best of them, famous old Blarney, Mallow, Milford and Yall. And now we've Enniscarra lying low with the rest of them. Bride Rovers forever, Bride Rovers above. We give knocks and take 'em, as none can dare say it. We were manly, straightforward and clean on the field. How oft the traditions of sires we inherit, Rathcormac that reared them and battle me too. So now I'll ask you to join me in my chorus. Bride Rovers forever, Bride Rovers above.
So there you have it, Rory. Wonderful celebrations here in the middle of Páirc Uí Chaoi. Bride Rovers are the permanent TSB Intermediate Champions for the season of 2003, 115-1-5 against Enniscarra. Michael Scanlon for Cork Sports Sunday, live in the middle of Páirc Uí Chaoi.